Hello, my little Poochies. It's your Donnie Ray from the Poochie Crunch Podcast. Just wanted to say thank you so much for checking us out. We're very excited and we'll see you soon.
Hi, Poochies. This is Johnny Cruz. Thank you so much for joining us on this new podcast. Poochie Crunch Podcast can be found on all podcast platforms, as well as Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Let's go have fun. Nothing.
I know.
Fuck all of them backdrops. We don't even have to buy any backdrops.
I know, now you can't see my really shitty wall that actually lives behind this.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I feel
the
like,
magic of smoke and mirrors.
I feel like what do you call it? A weather a meteorologist.
Like a weather girl?
Yeah. So today's temperature in Ocala is going to
be it's going to be really hot. It's gonna be really hot.
It's actually freezing. It's freezing cold.
It's cold there?
I woke up and it was 51 degrees.
Oh, I know, you're just dying on the inside.
I'm dying.
Well, it's not too bad here today, actually, so. But, all right, so should we get this fucking party started?
Yes, let's do it!
And we're going to lead with the truth, because like we've told you guys from the beginning, we're always going to be honest with you. We are literally reshooting this whole episode because the app that we use decided to bend us over and not give us a reach around and delete the episodes that we have been recording for you guys. So
we could
are
not
now
finish.
Shooting the day before. Actually, today is Halloween.
Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy Samhain. Happy Samhain to me and to all my other pagans and witches out there. I love you guys. I've been putting on a little black nail for you. A little press
on. Yes. Serve cunt, honey. Serve cunt today. Yes.
Anyway, so happy Halloween to my American friends.
Halloween.
Our American friends. The Dutch don't really celebrate Halloween. So
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's starting to become like a little bit of a tradition here, but nowhere near as like catastrophic as we are in America. Because, you know, we go hard.
Catastrophic.
Yes, honey. We go hard,
honey,
in America.
Oh my God. It's something else over here.
I mean, I remember like the New York City Halloween parade. Like, you want to talk about giving.
Oh.
I mean, hunty, they just be serving in that New York City parade.
Serving cunt all fucking day.
Yes, ma'am. So how are you, baby?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. I'm my days are filled with designing things for Poochie Crunch, designing things for my upcoming cafe opening.
Yes.
You know, so I've got Poochie Crunch, I've got Book Burn Cafe and Social, and I've got Ugly Brown Boy. So I've got
the trifecta.
Yes.
The power
the
of three,
Trinity,
baby.
Honey.
The
yes.
power of three. That's a very powerful number, mama.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it because I have the Poochie Crunch going. Obviously, not as much as you put into it, because as I said before, we're always going to give credit where credit is due. And the Princess Mango Booty does all of our editing. So all the beautiful things you guys see on YouTube, that is all her. It is not me. But I've got my salon going. I've got building that business. And then also my editorial work is starting to pop back off again. So
that's
starting to
so
do
amazing. I'm so excited
I'm really excited for this full circumference of my career and my life. And I thought I was done with editorial work. You know, I thought that I was like, just done with that, you know, but now like the universe, especially today being a holiday for me, which a lot of you guys know about Samhain, it's about like going inwards and harvesting like your energy for the next year, what you want to do, planting the seeds, blah, blah, all the good stuff. So I guess I've been planting these seeds subconsciously or my higher self and didn't even know it because it's starting to pop off.
Yeah, I'm loving it for you because, like, you're for those of you who are only now joining us, Donnie in July moved to Amsterdam, and is currently living 20 minutes outside of Amsterdam in a city called Hilversum. And also, for those of you that don't know, Donnie is an extraordinary, phenomenal hairstylist and makeup artist. And he is incredibly well known in the United States and now is paving the way for himself.
Yes, yes, yes. Bring some of that New
Amsterdam
York City fire
and
here, baby.
In Europe, yes, honey. They need it over there.
They
didn't even know they needed you over there.
I know. And daddy's coming in hot, honey. Yes, I am. Yes, daddy is.
I love it.
So let's get into it. So what are you guys doing? And I know, like, guys, in my mind, I'm thinking I've already repeated this, but again, the episode was erased.
Yeah.
And we're not bitter. We're moving on.
No.
Bitter is not our color. It's not our shade. It's not our shade.
I'm upset. Like, we put
as you should be.
two good hours of work, and we're experiencing the homosexual oppression again.
It is the international, I swear, like, the Facebook and Meta, they're trying to oppress our homosexuality on
this podcast. That digital homosexual oppression. I hate
it. But we're gonna move through it.
I'm burning sage in here.
Yes. Let it go, mama.
It's all good.
It's all good. When we had our initial episode, we did a wonderful deep dive into, like, our past Halloween costumes and all those things, which I know I've sent you my photos, so now they can go up. So
yes, they're going to go up. They're going to be in the end. Like, so stay on after the credits, so you can see all of our different costumes over the years, including Justin.
But so before we go into, like, the past, let's stay in the present because you sent me. Excuse me. I had a couple coffees before this. Sorry, ladies. You sent me a very interesting text of the night about, I'm presuming, your Halloween costume for this year. Can you give us a little update and a little information on what you guys are doing? Because these two bitches bring the heat, honey.
So.
And Johnny used to hate Halloween. Let's leave with that.
I hated it.
He was never a Halloween girl.
I hated it because I'm such a perfectionist. And if I didn't get the right outfit and all the right everything, it would just stress me the fuck out.
Right, yeah. It can be stressful when you're a perfectionist, especially.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to have, like, the best costume. So now that I've gotten into it, I can find my way into making something amazing. You know, I mean,
yes,
you know, I don't know if it's amazing, but it's amazing for me.
Hey, if you're putting it on, it's amazing. Okay, if it's on your body, it's amazing. Let's just leave it that. You could just put a fucking fig leaf on your dick and be like, I'm amazing. You guys have to be Adam and Steve one year. You know, the Christians, they'll be like, it's Adam and Eve. Like, bitch, get fucked. Seriously, grow up.
That would be hysterical.
Like, no, but anyway, what are you doing this year? Yeah. Because the picture you sent me the other night and the caption of what is going on top of your head sounds like a stratosphere of hair.
Yes.
What are we doing with this? A stratosphere of curly hair.
So Justin's doing his own thing. It's not a partner costume.
Okay.
So I am going to be a glampire.
Two of my favorite things.
More aptly, a disco trampire.
Stop it. You better see, that's the thing. I love when people actually step into the power of Halloween because it unlocks so many different facets and different parts of like
it's so
your
true.
Brain and who you are. Different little nooks and crannies you didn't know. You're like, I really enjoy wearing this. I really enjoy thinking about this,
it's
like
a
evolving
different
with this.
Level of creativity.
I completely concur. Absolutely 1,000% concur with you. I think that's why I've always loved it because I'm not over it, but like I'm definitely getting into more like costume design and making clothes again and stuff. For me, that was always the calling.
Clothes. That's what I want to do is start making clothes and then I'm going to take it to the next level.
Oh, like, honey, it's over. It's over when you start doing that. I'm telling you, that changes the whole game right there, baby. So you're doing, it's like a vampire who was a glamazon, who's now dead, who likes disco?
Yes.
Did you die at Studio 54?
I died at Studio 54. I literally died on the dance floor.
Yes, mama, which is the best way to go, honey.
Sister, died on the motherfucking dance floor. A vampire came while I was dancing on Studio 54, in the middle of Studio 54 dance floor, and he was completely enamored and drawn to me.
Duh.
And bit my motherfucking neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I transformed right there.
Ugh.
Disco glamazon trampire.
I mean, it should be a Halloween costume in the Halloween stores. I'm telling you, you should market this. It's bloody brilliant. I think that, I love when you combine, like, just different facets of, like, you've got fashion, you've got music, you've got darkness with vampires. Like, I think it's exquisite. I cannot wait to see it. Will we get that on this podcast? Will you be able to, when are you dressing up?
You'll get it on this podcast because our podcast drops on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So I will have it done at the tail end of the montage of our costumes.
Fabulous. I love it.
Because I'm dressing up tonight.
You guys are going to have to give me a hall pass because this year with moving and all that and just getting my apartment.
Oh, honey. No expectations for you.
But I have sent plenty of my past costumes for Johnny to upload for you guys for your viewing pleasure on YouTube for those of us who are listening to Radio Land.
No, but remember,
skip on over to YouTube.
You have been a Halloween fanatic since the beginning.
I sashayed outside of my mother's vagina. Yes.
Some of the stuff that you sent me, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I want to get to that level of Halloween expertise.
Well, I think you're very close, sis. Like, you guys have really, your upgrades from the first time so our first Halloween together back in Connecticut, you know, we always go back to how we met and how this friendship has evolved, this family ship has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
This one was very, like, against me dressing him up for the first time. We're going back to 2000. Literally, I moved to Connecticut in March of 2000. So it would have been that October. Now, I was a baby makeup artist. Like, bitch, I didn't even know how to put liner on. Nothing. I was just figuring out how to go. So he let me put, I wish we could find these photos. I know I've got them somewhere in stores, but maybe we'll save that for you guys for a later day. But
anyway, we can always bring them up.
We can always bring it up. But think about this beautiful face, the gorgeous lips, the eyes, the cheeks, the skin, the serving. Let me put a beautiful blue bob with bangs. So he was basically like a punk rock Dora the Explorer before Dora the Explorer was invented. Just saying. And I did his makeup. We went out. And this Poochie Crunch right here was literally getting men all over you. I mean, all over you.
I would have never imagined that was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was like probably one of the first times you stepped into your feminine power.
Yeah. Like, I have been not recently, but you know, back then.
Oh, we both struggled with it.
So against embracing my femininity. back then, and not now.
Oh, no, ma'am. Those shackles have been taken off. No, ma'am. not in 2025.
Beat my face, honey. Make me come back to America and beat my face and make me look pretty.
Honey, when you come over here, that is definitely going to happen.
Oh, my God.
But we both kind of struggled with that initially. Like, I mean, for me, yes. coming out of the military, getting out of a marriage, you know, coming out of the
closet.
That's
true.
Like, yeah, I struggled with that internal homophobia as well. Like, I wanted to be this fabulous diva that I looked up to who were just like fashion icons and stuff like that. But I was... It always something held me back, and it was that patriarchy, social programming of what a man is.
Yes.
And what a man is not. So,
and remember, I was a performer too, right?
Correct.
So
yeah.
I wanted to get into the music industry. So I was determined on, you know, maintaining this like
facade.
Yeah, this persona of masculinity, and you know, to a degree, there's nothing wrong with that either. But
as long as it's not toxic.
Exactly. But to deny yourself of that divine feminine as well, like once I discovered that and just let myself go, I'm just happier. It's like coming out of the closet again.
Again, you know? Yes.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And I love that Halloween is kind of people peekabooing outside the closet door. And we're talking about like straight guys, straight women. We're talking about everybody, the whole, you know, montage of the world, basically.
Yeah.
And I feel like Halloween kind of lets people just peekaboo into the door of, well, what would I really do if I could just be free and not have social norms or people's opinions in my head? And that's what I love when I see people's Halloween costumes. I love that it speaks to the inner child. It speaks to the inner divine, everything.
You're behind this mask. So it allows you to, to become something that you're not necessarily in the real world, you know?
Correct.
But if you allow it to, it can usher into the real world a part of you that has been repressed for so long, right?
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and I saw a really interesting meme. Have you seen the meme that's going around? So it's two pictures. It's like a bunch of guys dress up as girls and then a bunch of guys dress up as firemen. And the joke behind it is like, this is how straight men dress on Halloween as girls and like cheerleaders and slutty nurses. And then you got the gay guys who are like, I'm a fireman this time of year, baby.
Yes! That's so funny.
Doesn't that speak to feminine and masculine energy there? Yes. Like, they want to tap into it, but they're afraid to? And same thing for us, because internalized homophobia.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
I didn't even...
I think we just cracked the code, Johnny. We just cracked the fucking code right here.
But seriously, I think we did. I didn't even realize, like, you see it every single Halloween, year after year after year. The straight guys dress as girls, the gay guys dress butch.
Correct. Yep. Every time. Right? Now we do we definitely make it slutty butch. Like, let's not lie.
Slutty butch. Of course. You know? That's a given.
Yeah, because like, we're men.
Exactly.
Because we're dogs. Woof woof.
Like, like the football gear, the football helmet, and a crop top.
And a crop top with a poom poom hanging out, girl. Okay.
Please, exactly.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So that's I love that about Halloween, that like it does allow that playfulness to come out. And I feel like especially right now in the current state of the world, all we got going on, it's in every country. Like, if anything is more important nowadays, it's Halloween. It allows creativity. It allows you to step outside of yourself, be uncomfortable, and that's where growth comes. I mean, I think we could all pretty much agree with that on our levels of elevation right now. So I am very excited to see, because you guys haven't seen it, but of course I always get a preview because I'm the bestie. I've seen the ensemble. I have not seen the hair yet, so I want to wait for the hair because I want to be as surprised as you guys are, okay?
The hair,
we'll have this
the hair's
moment
gonna
of
be something else
together. Yeah.
The hair is going to be something else. It's massive.
Oh.
And it's going to be two wigs. Like,
stop it.
Because the main wig is so big, there has to be something underneath, girl.
There has to be structure.
Yes.
There has to be structure. I wish I was there because I would totally have made the wig for you because I love making wigs.
Oh, my God. I know. Like, we would have such a blast if you were here.
And well, we're going to do it. We're going to do, let's make this a mental prom. Or let's make a pinky swear. Put your pinky up.
Yeah.
We are going to do Halloween in, like, Berlin. Or somewhere just completely whatever the fuck you want to do and whoever the fuck you want to be. We're going to do that Halloween at some point.
Pinky swear. I love it. Pinky swear.
So, okay. So I know on the other episode that was erased. Thank you. We're not bitter. It's not our color. It's not our shade. But we had kind of went into a new little part of the podcast that Johnny's come up with called Bougie on a Budget.
Uh-huh.
Right? That was a wonderful way. So we had been talking about ways to find to cut the corners because we know everyone's, you know, financially things are a little bit hard for most people right now. But
it's the strength right now. Yeah.
You should never sacrifice looking good or smelling good.
Mm-hmm.
So your no, boy ma'am. Over here, your Donnie Ray, who's always doing a deep dive on how to find things that smell delicious and are very affordable. And I actually messaged you like last week, I think, when I found these. Yeah, because I know you are a bergamot slut like I am.
Like bergamot?
Oh, faith me.
I am a whore for bergamot.
Me too. Mm-mm. So I came across... And by the way, if you guys haven't checked out Zara, there's Fashion Week that they just launched. The clothes are fantastic. They really went above and beyond. I'm very impressed with it and a good price point. But with that being said, I'm going to put this up here on the screen and tap my nail like all the influencers do. Mm-hmm.
Go like that because it's fading away.
Oh, that's right. I got to do the hand thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. There you go. Perfect. Which one is that?
So this is Elegantly Tokyo. And it's by Zara. This was about, I think, 35 euros, which would be around...
$59 here.
$59 there, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. This is absolutely... I'm going to spray it right here. I'm going to do it. I have to do it. Bitch, I wish you were in this cloud of heaven with me right now, because it is fucking delicious. It is so yummy. It's so light. It's so crisp. And to me, it smells like wealthy. I feel wealthy when I wear it.
Mmm.
Yeah. And for that price point, not bad. So we're going to move on to the next one. That
$60? That's amazing.
I mean, phenomenal. Because, I mean, I've spent like $400 on colognes before.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or perfumes. Yeah. I go crazy. You know me.
Yeah.
The next one that we came across is by Zara as well, and it is called Fashionably London.
Love it.
So with that one, this one
so
is
So this
more
is a smaller version.
It's
so
a much smaller version.
Both of them come in both sizes.
Correct. Although when I went to replace it, because this is my second one, and you know me. This is my second bottle already. I couldn't find the big one. I think the secret's out. So if you guys run to Zara and get it right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
The last time I was at Zara, that whole section was surrounded by men.
Was it? See, they're doing it right, baby. They're doing and the price point. This one was 15 euros.
Yeah.
This one would be more of like sandalwood, leather, patchouli. But to mix these two together, because I love layering colognes.
Layering colognes.
They give you everything you need for the day. Confidence. You smell sexy. People stop me on the train all the time. They're like, what are you wearing? I'm like, well, it's a combination of things.
There is nothing like getting stopped because of the way you smell.
Right?
It's another way you turn heads. If it's not your fashion, you could be in a white tank top and jeans.
Yeah.
And you can stop people in their tracks because of your fragrance. Yeah.
Very, very true. So that is, we're kind of launching this for you guys. Again, we're getting everything set up for you as we move forward through the podcast because we're still babies.
Baby
podcasters. But this is for this week. This is going to be our Bougie on a Budget for you guys. Go to Zara, check out Fashionably London, and then also the Elegantly Tokyo. Now, I think Tokyo is bergamot, and your London is more of your smoky, tobacco-y, patchouli, leathery, sandalwood kind of vibe. Yeah, very leathery. So, yeah. I've been very, very pleased with having these purchases.
Love it. Yeah. I love it. I'm excited.
Maybe I'll go today. Have you tried any of it yet or no?
I haven't tried it yet. I haven't. Okay. I haven't been out of the house.
It's too cold for him, guys. It's below 50. It's too cold. He can't go outside. No,
it's only today. It's only today that it's been cold. I just have not been getting out of the house. I'm in a very hermit stage.
Well, right, that's now. That's actually part of Samhain. Like that, yeah. You go inside, you go inward, and like have those hard conversations with yourself, or the beautiful conversations with yourself. So, I love that. Like innately, spiritually, you've just been doing that because it's just your soul vibing to be like, you know what, we should hang with ourselves for a little bit.
I think it's really important. I think it's a really important thing that we as human beings, as individuals, need to do. Like we need to socialize. We need other people in our lives to make connection. I think human connection is so important for us as individuals. But I think one thing that we tend to neglect is going inward and discovering ourselves.
Right.
And it's just an important part of.
And especially for, I do it on a daily basis because I do hair. So I'm giving my energy all day. But for you, I felt like maybe your higher self and your subconscious knows that you're about to pour every bit of your energy into your new business.
That's exactly what's happening.
You're going to be giving and when, if you guys don't know Johnny, let me tell you something. He don't do shit half-assed, girl. Nothing is half-assed with him. Like, I mean, it is all pre-thought out. It is well-planned. I'm the one who comes in like a fucking hurricane in a trailer park. You know, I'm like, we're going to figure it out. Woohoo! And Johnny's like, no, bitch, no. We're starting with part one, then we go to part two, and we'll figure it out. And I'm like, I want to get crazy. So I know for you, I think it's beautiful that innately you're just pulling back because you know you're about to give a tsunami of your energy all over the whole world. And, you know, Florida and the world needs it right now, especially with what you're doing with the cafe and all that good stuff that we've talked about before for you guys. So I think that's pretty cute. That's cool that you're listening to your inner self.
Yeah. It's like the universe it's like preparing me for what is about to happen and, you know, like allowing me all of these reserves of energy because it's about to pop off.
Yeah. And I love that. And especially for this one, because this is kind of like for us in like the spiritual woo-woo world or pagan, which this is kind of like our New Year's Eve, I guess, almost because this is like the reset, you know? So energetically speaking, I think it's really important for all of us out there. Like the winter is the time to go inward, to really reflect, make changes within yourself, think about what you want to do in the next season whenever, you know, spring comes around, because that's when we really bounce into that new energy of what we've kind of put in the ground right now, or we're thinking about, we're meditating on. So
this is the preparation. This is the time for preparation and the time for planting and waiting, and you know, you prepare and you give your hopefulness.
Your love.
Yeah.
Your creativity.
And
everything.
You just pour into that internally.
Yeah. And sometimes, especially with, like, I would say for me as an artist, and I think we're all artists, like you don't have to be hanging in a fucking museum. So we're all creative in some way, whether you cook, whether the way you love people, that is a form of art. Yeah. I think it's nice to take these next couple of months, especially with the way the world is. And I would challenge all of our listeners to, you know what, like do something creative. Go to the dollar store and get one of those paint by numbers. Just something like that. What that unlocks with inside yourself, and Johnny, I think you can concur with this. Like it just, A, it gets you out of your head when things are wild like they are in the world right now. Let's be honest. But It also just gives you a little bit of reprieve, and it kind of calms down that voice in your head that had you so manic all the time. So for all of our listeners out there on all the different, you know, streams and also YouTube, like, if you guys do something creative, like I said, we want to hear from you. We want to see it. Share. Show us a painting. If you made a top, if you made a pair of earrings, whatever.
Oh, my God. We would love to see all of it. All of it.
Everything. Everything. Because you guys would inspire us as well. And we're going to be sharing that as well.
Yeah. And the thing that I always say, too, is that we're all creators, right?
Absolutely. We,
like you said, even the act of loving somebody is an act of creation.
Absolutely.
But when you get up in the morning, you are creating your day. If you even look at it in those simple terms, you're creating your day. You're setting yourself up for what is to come.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you do is a form of creation. So when you look at it as simply as that, we're all creators. And it's something that we really do need to embrace and understand about ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I've said before on multiple occasions and even on this podcast, like, one of the happiest part of my days besides the gym is going to my closet and being like, who am I going to be today?
Yeah.
Am I going to be punk rock East Village Donnie? Am I going to be like low key homeboy on the streets, relaxed Donnie? Like, there's so many different things you can do in playing with fashion and self-expression, because literally that's what it is. Like RuPaul said, like, you're born and everything else is drag.
Yeah.
So everything else is drag. So, and you don't have to have a full face of makeup on. You don't have to beat your face, have a wig on. It's just how you want to represent
everything else that you do. You present yourself, and the way you present yourself is drag.
Yeah, exactly. Although, you know, a lot of people probably get uncomfortable with that. All of our conservative people who are probably not listening to this podcast anyway.
No, you're not listening. Yeah, you've gotten to this. You've gotten to the introduction. You've taken a look at both of us and said, nope, this is not for me.
And we say, bye-bye.
See ya.
See ya. Or maybe, you open
maybe
the door.
Another time.
And you peek your head in. You're like, I'm kind of curious about these two flaming homosexuals, and I want to get to know more. And for those people, we say, rip the fucking door handle off, jump in, and let's just have continuous fun, especially right now, because I cannot wait to see. Hopefully, I really hope we see some of y'all's Halloween costumes.
Oh, like, my God.
I want to see them. Please
share pictures of your Halloween costumes on our Instagram page, on our TikTok page. I mean, send them to us. We'll post them.
Yeah. If you're okay with that, if you're comfortable with it, like,
if
maybe put in there if you don't
want to
be posted.
We'll post them.
Yeah, if you don't want it posted, then we totally understand that. Just put "don't post," and we will not do that.
But we would love to see it.
Yeah, next year, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah,
next year we're having a live Halloween costume contest. That's what we're going to do, Mama.
Let's do it.
We're doing it. Whether you have, because oh my God, I'm so fucking brilliant. I love how smart I am. so we're going to do it where at your cafe, you're going to host one there. Live, and I'm going to host one in the Netherlands live. So we'll have two winners from two different continents.
That's amazing.
And each person gets a date with us. Johnny's married, so that's Justin's like, fuck no, that's not happening. Maybe we'll do, you can have a date with me in the Netherlands and a date with, no, you just have to both come here. Sorry, never mind.
Well, we can meet for a cup of coffee or a beer at the cafe.
Well, hopefully by then we'll have sponsors, wink, wink, and we can give out presents.
Exactly.
And prizes,
I know we're giving away things for free right now, but
I know.
You know,
or especially at that point too, especially with the cafe being so in tune with giving back to this community. Mm. How about we do almost like a fundraiser, and then we'll donate to the LGBTQ cause there. And if we find something here to donate to, which I'm sure, you know, we could always help people no matter what. But definitely in the States, I think that would be something kind of nice to have. So, yeah, so we're just, you know, guys, we're just making a plan for next Halloween.
I know. We have a year to plan for it. So
we do.
We'll definitely get it down. We'll have something really, really special.
Ooh, you know what I just thought about?
Tell me.
I mean, this was actually, again, not bitter, but we talked about this on the podcast that were forever deleted. So on the last one, I surprised Johnny.
Yes.
With tickets to come to Amsterdam to go see Anastasia. And if you guys don't know who she is a 90s house club. I mean, she just brought it, honey, and is still bringing it. But I surprised him on the podcast that I got him and Justin tickets. Well, do you know when that concert is, Johnny? It's in September. We could shoot the Halloween session when you're here, bitch.
Oh, well, we'll definitely shoot the Halloween portion when we're there. But we're going to be shooting a lot together when we're there.
The true. Content, we'll have so much content.
The content is going to be through the roof.
Yeah. So we'll do, because the concert is like September 26th. So it's right around Halloween. Anyway, so we'll do that here. And then when you go back to the States, we'll do our go live.
Yes.
And then we'll have an actually live judging of costumes here in the Netherlands. And then you in Orlando, darling.
I love it. That's going to be so much fun.
I mean, first of all, just us going to see Anastasia. I mean, no, I might cry.
Like, I almost cried when you surprised me with that. I could not speak for about 10 minutes.
I mean, for the rest of the podcast, literally, guys, like, he was just like looking at the camera. I was like,
and guys, I couldn't concentrate.
You have never seen this man never be able to speak before, and it's finally happening for the first time in my life.
I could not concentrate, not for a minute. All I could think of was being in Amsterdam and seeing
fucking Anastasia. So, if you guys out there listening, because I'm sure our age range is from, you know, 18 to whatever, but go to Anastasia on Spotify. You listen to the Anastasia Essentials, and it will give you everything you need to know, hear, and love about her. And if you're listening to Anastasia, baby, you got me through every heartbreak in New York City, and I will always love you for it, mama. Yes, ma'am.
I think you should maybe do her hair and makeup when she's there.
I mean, you know, I thought about hitting her up on TikTok.
I think you should.
She lives in Amsterdam.
Shut the fuck up.
No, she moved to Europe. Let me do my research on it. But last I heard, she left the U.S. a long time ago and has been living. I think she's got a European husband. She lives in Europe somewhere, if I believe.
Dude. Correct.
That's why her concerts are basically all in Europe. They're not in the U.S. Like, she fucking blew up here.
She was big. She was considered one of the divas here, but we did not give her the props that she deserved.
Right.
As far as
the gay boys did. The gay boys did. But radio did not.
The rest of America and radio didn't really give her the props.
Yeah.
She's a fucking powerhouse.
Oh, her voice, her range. Oh.
Unbelievable. Yes. Unbelievable.
And her voice. Stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And if you guys haven't watched her videos, like any of her music videos, I mean, way ahead of the time. I mean, it is 90s Poochie Crunch. Like, we couldn't even give you that kind of Poochie Crunch. So go check out her videos and watch, like, I'm Out of Love. Oh, One Day in Your Life. One Day in Your Life is still one of my favorite music videos.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God.
One of my favorite music videos ever made. The fashion, the hair. It was so quintessential 90s. And we're back in the 90s, baby. It's back.
Yeah.
You know, we get to live it again.
I'm so excited. No, we relive everything, you know? Like,
all the good
decades. 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
I'm just glad that my ass stuck around long enough, because Lord knows, as wild as I was in my 20s, I didn't know if I was going to make it to 30.
I know.
You can agree. I know. I'm giving it. You can agree.
Look at
me now. Anyone who knew me back in my 20s, like, if you kept up with me, you deserve a gold medal.
Honey, you are...
How about ran this bitch ragged?
Wild. Wild is an understatement.
And now I'm a demure older zaddy.
Ha 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 ha! live.
So, well, I think we got a plan for next year. I love that we're making plans for next year, baby.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I am
so
too.
Many good things about to happen.
I know. And we are about to wrap it up with you guys. But again, please share your photos, videos.
Yeah.
Halloween inspiration. If you're okay with us sharing it, we would totally love to share it. If not, we totally understand. Not everybody wants themselves out there like that. But yeah, put it on our Instagram, Facebook, all the good jazz. And yeah. We love you guys. And we love you enough to retape this episode twice because of the app. Again, we're not bitter. It's not our shade or our color. Our best color is joy. So we're going to wear joy for this podcast and not
love and joy.
Bitter.
Love and joy.
Not bitter.
Oh my God. Don't
anyway,
get
I love you, sis. It's always so good to see your face.
You. I love you
so much. And if you guys haven't, if you're watching on YouTube, first of all, his top is fucking fierce. Go check it out. I'm giving you guys a little bit of like some shaking the titty glitter with my top. I'm actually wearing this Lady Gaga in a couple weeks.
Your top is amazing.
Thank you, darling. It's titties out, girl.
Yes, honey. It's
and like, I'm wearing this like, Lady Gaga.
It has pasties all over.
It does, yeah. It does.
I love it.
The whole thing.
It's incredible. I love it.
Yes. Well, I love you.
I love you. And I love you guys out there. Thank you so much for joining us again.
I know. I love it. It's like just connecting with the old friends again. You know what I mean? And the feedback that we've gotten, I have gotten some of the greatest comments. Like, oh my God, I love you guys. You guys make my train ride better. You make my commute to car better. Like my friend Stella, we have to give Stella Bean a shout out. She listens to us at the gym and she always sends me.
Hi, Stella.
Yes. Hi, Stella Bean. I call her Stella Bean. My little Stella Bean, but she'll send me like a sweaty, like picture when she's on like the treadmill. She goes, I'm sweating to you bitches. Yeah. And I'm just like, I fucking love every moment of that.
I love it.
That exchange.
I love it.
So
you guys, we love hearing from you guys. So please let us know.
Absolutely.
Give us your feedback. We will listen. We will take criticism. We will take suggestions. Anything.
Right.
We would love to hear from you, period.
I mean, we'll take kind criticism. We're not taking any hateful bitches because
we don't
block
take
and
shit.
Delete you in a heartbeat. Block
we don't
and delete
take
you
shit.
In a heartbeat. Yes. This is a safe place for everybody, honey. Everybody, everybody. So... Well, with that, Johnny, I love you. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Samhain to all there, to all my fellow pagans and spiritual woo-woo people, whatever you'd like to celebrate. And we love you guys, and we appreciate you so much for sticking around and just kicking with us. And, you know, we always say, just keep it poochie crunch. And next week, we're going to have what we kind of talked about the last time we did speak about the crunch of the week.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll do it next week.
Yeah, so next week, this week we had Bushy on a budget.
Yep.
Next week we're going to bring the crunch of the week.
Yes.
And we're gonna figure out what we're going to chew on for the next week. And we'll get back to you guys. Chew on it. Poochie crunch. All right, sis. I love you so much. I got to get doing laundry
you.
And all the unfabulous things we have to do as an adult.
Ugh. I know. It's okay. I need to get my costume ready. And I need to wake up.
I want to do your makeup.
Mm. Oh, my God. Well, maybe next year.
It's done.
Honey, next year, I don't care. You could beat my face next year, and we could do something in Amsterdam. Okay, we need to let these people go.
We got to let these people go. Because see, guys, you just keep us running our damn mouths, and we're just sitting here hanging out with y'all chilling. We love you. Keep it crunchy. Keep spreading love. Keep loving yourself. And send us those damn Halloween pics. We want to see what's going on, babe, girls and boys.
Yes, please.
And the girls,
yes, please. Yep.
Yes. Okay. On that note,
guys.
We love you guys. Bye.
Love
one,
you.
One. Thank you so much. Bye, Johnny. I love you.
Bye. I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah.